Told you earlier we were going to have some guests in our studio. We are honored to have with us Dr. Teresa Ray and Chad Strong from the Challenger Learning Center at Rainbow City. Folks, thank you so very much for coming and being with us. And you guys got up early.
We did. Up early. Had a nice trip up to Cherokee County. It was a wonderful drive. Beautiful.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you in. Dr. Ray, you're no stranger to Wise Radio. Chad, your first time, I believe, to be
first
with
time.
Us. And we're honored to have you in here, and we welcome you to Wise Radio.
Long-time listener, first-time guest. Yes.
Well, we hope it's not the last time. We try to treat you so many different ways, you're bound to like one or two of them.
Sounds good.
All right, we've got some important things to talk about coming up. We have the Challenger opening up, but you also have Celebration 250.
Yes, we are participating in the America 250 celebration. It's a nationwide celebration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence 250 years ago. And Alabama, the state of Alabama, has signed on with Alabama 250. Challenger is participating in that particular endeavor. We are doing a contest for 5th and 6th grade students in our area, in any of the 12 county areas, to identify the single most important STEM innovation or intervention of the last 250 years. Now, if you think about it, that's a pretty broad bucket to choose something from. We want students to think about that. What is the invention or innovation that most affected their lives, the way we live, our nation? What is most important about that? But then they've got to do one more thing. We want them to give us 3 reasons why they think that that is the most important thing. We got a prize for the winner. The way that we're going to judge this is we've got a panel, several panels actually, of retired educators and businessmen and women who are going to judge these entries. They will pick one entry for each of the STEM categories, science, technology, engineering, and math, for both 5th grade and 6th grade, and then the kids get a cash prize.
Wow.
So we're really interested. Right now it's a $50 cash prize, and then we'll recognize them in, of course, all our social media and the other media outlets, right, but also at the drone show celebration of the 4th of July, Independence Day, in June 27th.
And that's going to be a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's so cool. They're putting thousands of drones, I think,
it seems like. Wow, that's huge.
I know, it's
people
huge.
People need to make plans to be there. But I thought about this,
yeah,
about the contest, since I first heard about it. And I've tried to determine which invention that I thought would be the number one. There's so many.
And yeah, if I pick one today, it'll change by the time lunchtime gets here.
Do you go with electricity?
That was my first one, yes.
Phone?
Mm-hmm.
Or flight? You know, aviation?
The automobile.
Yeah.
I mean, the gasoline-powered engine. You can sit here and think all kinds of things.
Oh, man. There's so many different things. Mm-hmm. Without the Eli Whitney and the cotton gin way back when, that was almost before my day. But anyway, without that, we wouldn't have the fiber and the cloth that we wear with the cotton. So,
right.
It's a huge development. So the students have a great opportunity. But a lot of fun too to go with that.
It is a lot of fun. They can, if any child, any student or family wants to participate in this, they can go to the Challenger website. It's www.challengeral.org, and go under the events tab.
Under the events.
Mm-hmm. And submit their submission by email. You don't have to mail it. You don't have to call it in. None of that. You can write it up. It can be a home or family activity, or it can be a school activity. If there's any teachers out there that are interested in doing this exercise, it helps students ground themselves in not only the history of our country, but it introduces some things that are STEM oriented that, you know, maybe kids didn't realize that. Yeah, think about all the ramifications of that one innovation. It leads them into thinking in a broader way.
Absolutely. Well, there's so much out there for them to use. They shouldn't get bored with it.
Absolutely.
And now, how long do they have? What's the deadline for entering? And I know they can go online and enter, but what's the deadline?
May 21st. We need to have all the entries in by noon on May 21st. That's actually the last day of school for most school systems, or near the last day of school for most school systems. And that'll give us a month to have our panels judge these entries and think about them and all that kind of stuff and come up with the winners. So we're excited about it.
No easy task for your panels either.
No easy task. I know. We've gotten some entries in, and I've glanced over them thinking, okay, what's a fifth grader and sixth grader? What do they think is the most interesting thing? And, some of them are surprised. I would never have thought of it. But their reasoning is pretty sound, every single one of them. We're tickled about it.
That's great. Anything else on the American 250?
No, I think that's about it. Just get your entries in by May 21st.
Okay, and something big that we got to talk about real quick and get it in, and that is the grand opening of the Challenger Learning Center.
Grand opening.
Grand opening, exactly, yes.
Right. You know, we started this project in July of 2022. It was just an idea. Dr. Lavender and I, we had retired from Gadsden State, and we were doing some consulting and that sort of stuff, and we just kind of stumbled on it from one of the national board members. We thought about it for a while. We presented the idea to a group of businessmen and women from around the area. They thought it was a good idea, and then we started fundraising. We raised enough funds from state appropriations. We got a federal appropriation. We had a NASA grant through the offices of Congressman Robert Adderholt. A number of businesses throughout our area have supported us significantly because they see that this is one of those things that's going to impact the entire region, the whole northeastern quadrant. But our grand opening is coming up on Friday. It's May 8th at 11 a.m. at the Challenger Center. We're expecting a big crowd, so come early. We want to show off what we've done. We want to show you our educational programs. We want to show you how we think we can impact the students in this area to keep them interested in those STEM fields that lead to what you were talking about, those good paying jobs, those high quality of life jobs and the high paying jobs. They'll support a family and support a community. We're really excited about it. It's a state-of-the-art facility.
Absolutely, and it's not just serving the Etowah County area.
No.
It's not just serving DeKalb or Cherokee or Calhoun or Blount or Marshall. It's serving the whole 13-county region.
Yeah, it's 12 counties.
Oh, 12 counties.
12
got
counties. It's got to be a 90-minute school bus ride from the center to make it a quality trip so that they have enough time to do the experiments and run the space mission and those kinds of stuff. So that's kind of how that service area was defined. It goes from Clay County in the south to, the upper parts of DeKalb County. Of course, Cherokee County is right in the middle of it. It extends over to Blount County
in
the west and Claiborne County in the east.
Yes.
Yes.
And a little bit of Jefferson County as well.
Yes.
Yes.
12 county region.
Yes.
That's a large region and a lot of students.
52,000 middle school students, fifth through eighth grade students in those 12 county areas. And that's not counting homeschool and private schools. And we want to make sure that everybody who's listening understands that this is not just a public school activity. We're reaching out to homeschools. We're reaching out to our private school partners. This is for any child that falls into that range. We'll expand to younger students as we move forward and our programs mature, and also high school students. We want to make sure that we keep these kids engaged in STEM.
And that's an excellent way to do it, and I'm thinking it's going to be, as it already has been, overwhelming success, because when you folks started fundraising and the funds started pouring in, that was a firm indication that you were on the right track.
That was an indicator. Most of the businesses that have toured our facility have been favorably impressed, and they've given us some very positive feedback, and they've given us some opportunities for improvement, which we've put into place too.
Now that it's going to be the grand opening on Friday,
right?
When classes and activities start for the students.
That has already been well underway. We've had four or five different groups come in already. We worked with Ura Brown Elementary and did a four-day experience for their fifth graders, as this is their last year at Ura Brown. They usually take a large trip, and this year they reached out to us back in, I think it was October, when we started talking with Ura Brown, and they came and spent 4 days with us. The first 3 days we flew the fifth graders to Mars on our Expedition Mars mission, and then we did activities including drones. We did various types of robotics. We have 40 Z-Space laptops, and if you've never heard of a Z-Space laptop, then you need to just go check it out, because when you tell someone about it, they think you're lying. It's a laptop where if you see, for instance, the human heart on the screen in front of you, you can reach out with a stylus, with a pen, and you can click on that heart, and you can pull it out of the screen, and you're not wearing anything on your face at all, and that heart is floating out in front of you. You can rotate it, and it's not just pre-made models. I did a little bit of designing for a part we needed in the space station, and I was able to drop my CAD drawing into our Z-Space laptop, and I could actually see my 3D model and examine it before I printed it.
Wow.
And so we've got quite a few of those. We've just gotten in 6 Dubot robotic arms that are smaller versions of what are used in industry. Dubot is an industry name. And so we'll be doing some, one of our camps this summer we'll have a manufacturing aspect to it and packaging. Just giving these kids an opportunity to see what is out there. I taught school for 26 years, and I tried really, really hard while I had my fourth graders with me for 9 months to show them as much as possible, but there's a limit to what one person can do. So we want to come beside our schools that we serve and work with them to not duplicate what they're doing, but to expand it. So the kids can find what that passion is. If you find a job you love, you never work a day in your life. And that's our goal. We want to help them find their passion.
And Jerry, one of the things that we want to do is we want to support our teachers too.
Yes.
We have a menu of activities. And as you know, as the curriculum moves from August through May, you know, there's a whole lot of subjects and topics that go into that curriculum. We want to make sure that we offer programs at any point in the school year that are applicable to what's going on in the classroom.
Sure.
Before that teacher comes, they come to us, they do, you know, some kind of experiential learning, and then they go back to their classroom and they reinforce that learning, but the kids have actually gotten to do it as they pass through the Challenger Center. We want to tailor our programmatic offerings to what's important to the teacher's lesson plans.
Now, throughout the year, are you going to operate like the school system, 9 months or 12 months out of the year?
We're 12 months.
I ask that is I've been doing the math sort of a little bit in my head, 52,000 students, that's just in public schools, plus your private schools and your homeschoolers, and I don't know how many you're going to get in a year if you got 5th, 6th, 7th graders coming, but it's 5th and 6th, right?
Fifth through eighth.
Wow,
it's the 52,000. We can't serve everybody in a single year, and we know it. We have plans for expansion. You know that. You know, we have a phase 2 and a phase 3 plan, but we know that we can't do 52,000 students a year. And there is some cost associated with the school. So, you know, the schools need kind of a heads up about raising funds or preparing, you know, students and families in the school systems, whatever, for doing this. But we're trying to do this as low cost as possible. We have some sponsors that are very helpful with getting schools into the Challenger Center, but it takes over a 3-year period. It would take a 3-year period,
yes,
to serve that many students.
So during the 3 years before they get through from the 5th through the 8th, they're going to have an opportunity to be at the Challenger Center.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And it's not just that we're doing that we're working for 12 months. We're working outside of school hours. This summer, when we do our summer camps, some of those will go into 5 p.m. And then we'll have weekend offerings. We'll have just as many different opportunities as we. That's been the beauty of this, seeing the way local industry has come behind us. And like Dr. Ray said, they do have some notes for us, so to speak, for things to improve. But then they don't leave us. They provide the resource for making that happen.
Sure.
And when they see the value that we bring, these local industries step up and want to help classes get to us. It's a beautiful thing to watch.
Well, it also means that these young people coming through your program will be future employees.
Yes.
For a lot of those
that's
employees.
What we hope.
That's what we hope.
That's what
and
we
that's
hope.
What they know.
Yes.
That's the reason they're willing to invest.
Well, we feel like the northeastern quadrant of Alabama, and I'm speaking for myself now, but I think that's shared by a lot of the board of directors and the staff. We feel like that our area is ripe for economic expansion and some really important things happening. The mega site there in Etowah County is one thing, but there's other things going on in the rest of our counties. We want to make sure that we're starting to prepare a workforce that is prepared to staff any company that would come in. That's one of the things that folks researching where to place industry ask about is the workforce. They ask about quality of life issues, schools, all that kind of stuff. We're hoping that we're hitting on several of those points with them. But we do want to make sure that we offer our students and our young people in our service area the opportunity to explore careers that will not only attract industry to our area, but are rewarding, satisfying, and they can do those careers at any credential level from a short-term certificate or vocational training all the way through postgraduate engineering degrees. We want to make sure that students are aware they got options.
A couple of more questions for Friday.
Yeah.
Grand opening. Is that by invitation only or is
no.
it open to
no.
the general public?
We'd love
we
to have
everybody.
You. If you want to be there, come on.
All right. You got an open invitation. Now, one other question that I was going to ask you about. Will it be open during the summer for tours? I know a lot of people want to know, you know, can I come and see it anytime? Is it by appointment or... No.
If you've got a group that wants to tour, see, we have children on site,
right.
And we have to make sure that child safety comes first. So it's not open to where you can just pull up and walk through it like a museum. That's kind of not the way we're able to operate because we have classes going on. There's kids running everywhere.
That's
you know,
great.
I mean, from the STEM stuff, doing the space missions, that when they're outside doing those drones. Yeah, I mean, there's kids everywhere. So yes, if you have a group and you would like to arrange for a tour, we'll be glad to arrange something for you.
You can reach out to us from our webpage, and the email address for that is info@challengeral.org.
Well, folks, I'm out of time. I'd love to sit here and talk with you another 30, 40 minutes or the rest of the morning about this because it is exciting for our area and for the region. And it's going to be a growth incubator, a business incubator, if you will, for future growth of our area. And we're really excited about it, and I know that our listeners are as well. Anything that you guys want to leave with our listeners before we cut away?
You have a personal invitation to join us Friday morning.
I plan on being there.
All right.
All right. And I look forward to seeing everything that you've got going on. I don't know that I'll be able to take that trip to Mars. How long does it take?
I can get you there and back in a surprisingly short amount of time.
Oh, okay. Well, I might be in on that then. That'll be a great thing. Thank you so very much, both of you, for coming in. We appreciate you being here. Chad Strong with the Challenger Center and Dr. Teresa Ray, it's been a pleasure to have you in, as it always is.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.